Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa Senator for District 12, Amy Sinclair, in an interview with Logan Mance.
Welcome to our Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Logan Mance. Pleased to be joined by Amy Sinclair, an Iowa Senator for District 12. Amy, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
A bill that I'd like to talk about is the hands-free driving bill that passed the Senate, and this bill was moved forward in the Senate that would establish fines for drivers who use their phones behind the wheel without voice-activated or hands-free technology. Senator Sinclair, is this something that you really backed and supported?
So I'll be honest, Senate File 547, which is hands-free driving, is probably one of the few issues that I came into the Senate with one opinion and changed it to another once the data was presented to me. I might have a libertarian streak, which leads me to believe that if I'm not bothering you and you're not bothering me, there shouldn't be a law to interfere with that. And I felt like hands-free driving probably fell into that. What I'm doing in my car while I'm not bothering you isn't really your business, except that when we first started talking about this, I decided to gather the data. And what the data proves out is that the bulk of traffic fatalities, when people die in car accidents, have someone using an electronic device, a cell phone, while they're driving. That indicates to me that hands-free driving isn't a matter of me leaving you alone and you leaving me alone, but rather it's a matter of an individual using a cell phone that gets them distracted, that actually takes a life and property away from other people, and that's just not okay. So while I have that libertarian streak, this is one of those places where I change my mind to be fully supportive of people putting their phones down and paying attention to what they're doing while they're behind the wheel of a car.
There's already laws on the books against texting and driving, so is this just a piece of legislation to make sure the state laws keep up with the technology, that there's just other ways to be distracted other than texting?
Well, and I think that's 100% true. And also involved in that concern is that you don't actually have to hand your phone over if you're pulled over for texting and driving. You could say, oh, I was just using my GPS, my maps, or I was just making a phone call. I wasn't actually texting and driving. And whoever has made the traffic stop has no proof otherwise. So it's making it hands-free just means that there's never a question, right? We don't have our phones in front of our faces. We aren't harming other people. We aren't crossing center lines. We aren't dealing with what we might potentially be doing to harm other people if our phones are just out of our hands. And so, yes, in my opinion, this is just giving our law enforcement the ability to enforce the laws that are already on the books by saying it's not just texting that's harmful. Any of those things can distract you while you're driving a motor vehicle.
Again, we're speaking with Iowa State Senator for District 12, Amy Sinclair. And another thing that passed through that the governor signed was the restructuring. I believe that was Senate File 514, if I'm mistaken. It'll move executive level cabinet agencies from 37 down to 16. Was this something that the legislature and lawmakers were trying to accomplish throughout the legislative session?
I'll be honest, I have always been a fan of making state government leaner, more responsive to citizens, more nimble. This has always been a position that I've held, reducing regulatory burden on the taxpayers of the state of Iowa. And prior to this restructuring bill being passed, Iowa, as you mentioned, had 37 cabinet-level positions, totaling about $8,200 per capita in expenditures for executive-level positions. Compare that with our neighbor to the south, which is the closest state to me. I live dead center of the state on the Missouri border. Missouri only has 16 cabinet-level positions and only spends about $4,400 per capita for that executive level. So getting us more in line with the state that's more like us, rolling back some of that regulatory red tape and salaried positions that are up at the top, and reducing the cost for all of Iowans only makes sense. And while we're doing it, we're going to be able to streamline our systems and our services. We still have some of those executive departments using legacy systems that, frankly, there are only a handful of people in the entire department who even know how to operate them. Transitioning to lower cost computer systems and software systems only makes sense for the folks in Iowa. It's going to make us more responsive and nimble and streamline it and ultimately cost less money for every Iowan.
Are you hearing this from taxpayers that this calling it a power grab that takes away checks and balances from government offices? Are you hearing that from anybody?
I haven't heard that from anybody. Everybody I talk to, and again, you know, I'm not talking to every person in the state of Iowa, but frankly, this puts us in alignment with states around us. Illinois has 12 cabinet level positions, Wisconsin 17, Kansas 13, Arkansas 15, Mississippi 15, Oklahoma 15, South Dakota 20. The only one even anywhere near us is Nebraska, and they only have 28. Iowa is well out of line for any of our neighboring states as far as the number of cabinet positions, and well above from a per capita spending, well above every single other state around us with the exception of Wisconsin that's about right on par with us. It's not a power grab. It's getting us aligned with the states that are around us so that we can more efficiently serve the folks in Iowa.
Again, we're speaking with Amy Sinclair, Iowa State Senator for District 12. And Amy, as we're kind of closing up this program and closing up the second funnel, is there anything you'd like to discuss? I know the budget is something that lawmakers are working on right now, but is there kind of anything you'd like to leave them?
Yeah, honestly, as we are getting down, we're down to about 2.5 weeks before the scheduled end of session. We are at that point in the process that we're dealing with taxing issues through the Ways and Means Committee, and we're wrapping up the finalization of our budget. We need to get together with the House and make sure we have an agreed-to budget number and then start working out the line item details of those budgets. But hopefully we can get the budget pulled together so that we don't have to extend session out any longer and get finalized and be in agreement with the House so that we can have a responsible and fiscally sound budget and hopefully get some property tax legislation through and in the works and get the legislature wrapped up for the year by the April 28th date when we're supposed to.
Well, thank you so much, Senator Sinclair, for your time. We always appreciate it, and we'll look to talk to you in the future. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Logan.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.